Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Adames, the runner at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Right center field. It is up, it is gone! Off the top of the wall and out of here! Garrett Mitchell, a go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Brewers will play this weekend if we can keep it going. Brewers and Mets, a decisive Game 3 tonight. Got to set the stage for you.
Rick, can I go to Spencer's Gifts and get you a mug that says number one stepdad on it, and then on the back of it, it says Rick.
Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, live with us this morning. All right, Rick, take us through that eighth inning. I have watched games with you. I know you live and die with every pitch. What was happening? Who was around you there in the bottom of the eighth?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was with my wife and one of my kids, and hard to explain. It was, you know, I still felt optimistic. You know, Turrios just hit two home runs as a 20-year-old in one game is amazing, and I was still sort of relishing it, and then Mitchell goes yard. So it was sort of a magical moment, and that's why baseball, I think of all sports, is just so ready for this kind of stuff. It makes magic. It makes people crazy, and I've never seen the crowds as electric as they were last night when those home runs were hit.
You know, you talked about being optimistic, and something, you know, Greg Pancake Hill, who produces the program, you know, we both have the same takeaway, and I'm not sure if you were able to watch the broadcast also where you were, but when Murph was interviewed in-game, Brewers manager Pat Murphy getting interviewed by ESPN during the game, and things were not going well for us at that point. And Murph is smiling ear to ear. He was giving an interview, Rick, as if it was a Sunday afternoon in June. Like, nah, I think my guys will be good.
And he's confident?
Yeah, and I feel like that just spills over to the guys.
I think that's a great point. I mean, you know, we've got a lot of young kids, some of them who have a little bit of postseason experience, some of them do not, and they sort of look at the manager. If the manager's calm, the players feel better. If the manager's tense, the players can be tense. Murph has been around a long time, and he's been a lot of danger in college and now here. And, you know, that's sort of that confidence, the feeling that, hey, we've overcome obstacles, we can do it again. Bases are 90 feet apart during the regular season. They're 90 feet apart during the postseason. The pitcher's mound is 60 feet, 6 inches away from home plate. It's the same distance in postseason. So play the game, slow the game down, and I think he's shown the culture he's created has really made this for a fun, exciting team.
Rick, I know the best nicknames are always the most organic ones. So you can't, like, create, you know, it can't be contrived. You can't manufacture a good nickname for somebody. But I've heard it. I've heard people calling Jackson Churio the kid. They're not even trying to replicate it from Yount. They're just, Vince did it earlier without even realizing. He's like, oh, man, that kid is amazing. What do we call Jackson?
I like it. I think Robin, who I watched game one with, the other day, would be honored and would be happy to, you know, pass the mantle of the kid on to this guy. He is, you know, what we're seeing in this kid at this point is really there's very little precedent, and we should all enjoy it. And the fact that he's going to be a Brewer for a long time just makes it extra sweeter. But when he comes up to the plate, you just feel like he knows what he's doing, and the maturity and the talent, the personality, it's really special.
Rick, I know you like when we share with you the ideas that we have for how you do your job and over there. So Eric actually came up with a K, what did you call him, K2?
Oh, K2.
Like the kid too. So just run that up the chain there.
Yeah, go ahead.
And let him know that
I love it.
That's out there.
I love it. I think that's great. Very good. There's a lot of great nicknames. You know, big game tonight. We win, we advance, and, we're going to have a raucous crowd there tonight, sure.
What's the ticket situation, Rick? Still anything available for tonight? And then how about, let's look ahead to the next series if we go ahead and clinch.
Yeah, there's a few terrace-level tickets available. We saw such a frenzy of ticket sales as soon as the last out was recorded. and we have very little left but a few. And then we're going on sale on Division Series tickets starting at noon. Obviously, if we win tonight, we'll play next week, Milwaukee, Tuesday and Wednesday, games 3 and 4. If we do not win tonight, obviously anybody that bought Division Series tickets or other tickets will get refunded. But let's enjoy tonight. Yeah. It's do or die, and it'd be great to say, hey, it's on to Philadelphia.
Appreciate it, Rick. Thanks much.
Brewers
enjoy.
Buzz is real.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick!
You know what would be awesome? You know how, like, when Lyle Overbay was a Brewer and everyone would go, oh, and they'd do the oh. Or in the movie Angels in the Outfield where they all wave their arms like angels. There should be something where everyone like lifts up a like electric shaver. Buzz. Oh, dude,
we forgot to run that by Rick. Right. All fan giveaway.
How amazing that would be. The
Rick,
buzz.
Rick.